In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I have a message for you today. It's just for you. Listen to it. Help is on the way. Oh yes, help is on the way. God is on the way to you. Jesus is on the way to you. Help is on the way. You've got to believe it because it's true. Whatever circumstances you're in, help is on the way. And not only is it on the way, it's on the way today. Today, as you hear the gospel reading, as you hear the word of God, help is on the way. Jesus says in the 6th chapter of Luke, verse 43, "For a good tree doesn't bring forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit." We have an apple tree in the backyard, and it's filled with bugs in the summer, and not one apple is good to eat. Maybe we have to have it sprayed. I don't know what we need to do, but I know it has not been a good tree and it does not bear good fruit. What about you? What kind of fruit are you bearing? What about me? What kind of fruit am I bearing? I'm telling you today, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Bear fruit, fruit that will last, as John tells us in the 15th chapter of John. "For every tree is known by his own fruit. For from thorns men do not gather figs, nor from bramble bushes do they gather grapes. A good man out of the good treasury of his heart brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasury of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." I want you to put your hand on your heart and your hand on your mouth. "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Do not speak against people. Do not curse people. Do not hate people. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You can tell your heart by what is in your mouth. Please, help us on the way today. Help us on the way. God will help you to say things the way you need to say things, and not to throw down people, not to judge people, not to hate people, but to love people. Help us on the way today. Help us on the way today. We continue. Verse 46. "And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whosoever comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man that built his house and dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." What is your faith founded on? My faith is founded on the Lord Jesus Christ and on Peter the rock, but on Jesus first. "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Oh yes. I tell you, my faith is on Jesus Christ the rock, and I'm not going to be looking for other places to put my faith. People that have left the church and left God because people were hurt, I don't know where their faith was. My faith was not in people who are hurt. We need to repent for what we've done. But I'm telling you, my faith is in Jesus Christ, the rock of rocks, and he is the one that keeps me. I want to tell you again, help is on the way. Help is on the way. And let's continue. "Then there was a man that built his house on the foundation of the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and there was a ruin of the house that was great. Why? Because his house was not built upon a rock. Your faith needs to be built upon Jesus Christ. Your faith, my faith, needs to be built upon Jesus Christ. Help is on the way today. Oh yes, can you understand what I'm saying? It's Thanksgiving Eve, and people need to know that Jesus is on the way today, on the way to help you with whatever you need, on the way to bring you through whatever you need. He is on the way today. You need to welcome him. Welcome Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, I welcome you. I know help is on the way. Why do I know that? Because that's your word to me today. Help is on the way. And it came to pass, when he had ended all these sayings in an audience of people, he entered Capernaum. This is where he did his miracles. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto the centurion, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, see, the word went out. When he heard of Jesus, he sent elders to the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this, for he loves our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. And Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying, Lord, trouble yourself not, for I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof. Come, neither thought I myself worthy for you to come, but say just the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I am also a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. I say to one, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith in Israel. This man had a faith that was working. He realized that he commanded people, and in his right they would do what he said. And Jesus has authority in heaven. You don't need to come to my house, he said. Just say the word, and my servant shall be healed. I'm a man that has authority, and I know you have authority. You have authority in heaven. Just speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. I am not worthy that you would come under my roof. Just speak the word, my servant shall be healed. And they that were sent returned to the house and found the servant whole that had been sick. Jesus said, I've not found faith like this in all of Israel. It's just very sad. You know, I just wonder about faith. People that come to Mass every single week, which is a wonderful thing to do, and people that come to Mass every single day, it's a wonderful thing to do. But where is your faith? Is your faith in the rock, who is Jesus Christ? Is your faith in God? Help is on the way today. Oh yes, help is on the way. I want you to hear that. If you hear nothing else today, you hear the reality that help is on the way. And his name is Jesus. And he comes to us through the Holy Spirit. And it came to pass the day after that he went into the city called Nain. And many of the disciples went with him. And many people were there. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and there were many people of the city that was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, do not weep. God has compassion on you today. And he says unto you, don't weep. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. And he came and touched the bier, and bear him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto you, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear over all. They glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited his people. And this rumor of Jesus went forth throughout Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him all these things. I tell you, that news that Jesus raised that young man from the dead was spoken from one end of Israel to the other. That he not only is able to heal the sick, but he is able to raise the dead. Oh yes, that was a saying that people, this is Jesus, the son of Joseph, who raises the dead. This is Jesus, son of David, who raises the dead. This is Jesus, the son of God, who raises the dead. Help is on the way. Help is on the way to you today, to you who are suffering. Help is on the way. His name is Jesus, and he comes to us through the Holy Spirit. Just welcome him today. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Are you he, or should we look for another? I believe it was a faith crisis John was having. That's what I believe. Because he saw the Spirit of God descend upon Jesus. When the men were come unto him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us unto you, saying, Are you he that should come, or shall we look for another? And in the same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how the blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached. Go tell John what you see and what you hear. You know what? Wouldn't it be wonderful that if every church in the world that's Catholic and also that's not Catholic could say, go tell people what you see and what you hear. The deaf hear, the blind see, the dead are raised, lepers are cleansed. People would come. They would come. Oh, yes, they would come. They would come. You know why? They would be interested in being healed because everyone needs to be healed. There's always something in everybody that needs to touch from God. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed with soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet, this is he of whom is written, Behold, I send my messengers before your face, which shall prepare my way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is no one greater than John the Baptist, but he that is the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves because they did not get baptized. You see, they were into religion. They weren't into faith. I tell you, you can be into religion and not be into faith. Remember what I said to you yesterday and the day before. Jesus is still on his throne. He hears and answers prayer. Just as long as your faith in him is intact, everything's going to come out all right. He is on the throne. He hears your prayer. If your faith in him is intact, everything is going to come out all right. Help is on the way. Oh, yes. And you know what? How we need help. We need help. When you need help, you ask the Lord to help you. Lord, what have you asked the Lord to help you with today? I've asked him several times, just putting on my clothes, saying, Lord, help me put on my clothes. In other words, I need you in every aspect of my life, not only the big things, but in the little things. And all the people heard him, and the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John, but the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, not being baptized by John. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another, saying, we piped unto you, and you didn't dance. We mourned unto you, and you didn't weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a devil. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, behold, he is a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. I tell you, Jesus was a friend of sinners. Let me tell you something that you might not know. Jesus is still a friend to sinners. That's you. That's you. That's me. Sin that has been washed away by the blood of Jesus. If you are a sinner today, you just need to say, Jesus, I surrender. Help us on the way. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. It's for me. Help is on the way. These little messages are very strong in faith because I know that help is on the way. You might be thinking that you're going to spend Thanksgiving all alone. Well, ask Jesus to be with you. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he should eat with him. And he went unto the Pharisee's house and sat down for dinner. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at dinner in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with the tears and did wipe them with her hair from her head. She kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. Now the Pharisee, which had bidden him to come to dinner, saw it, and he spoke within himself, saying, if this man were a prophet, would he have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him? For she is a sinner. Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he said, Master, speak. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. One owed 500 pence, the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both, telling them, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose he who forgave most. And he said unto him, you have said rightly, and you've judged rightly. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, you see this woman? I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair from her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased kissing my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said unto her, your sins are forgiven. They that sat at dinner with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. I tell you, that woman's faith was intact. she might have been a sinner, but her sin was brought to Jesus, and Jesus always forgives. What about you? When's the last time you went to confession? This is going to be a new liturgical year, starting Sunday with the first week of Advent. When's the last time you went to confession? When's the last time you asked God for help? When's the last time you really had your faith intact? And Jesus Christ, who's on his throne, will answer that faith because your faith is intact. When's the last time? I tell you, it's time to get to the sacrament of reconciliation. It's time to get to the sacrament of confession. Call it what you want. As I said yesterday, one of the saints, Catherine of Siena, when she went to confession, said, "I'm going under the blood, under the blood." You see, the blood washes away our sins. What blood? The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Well, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. I want you to know that God has plans for you. Help is on the way. He's got plans for you, and he wants to do something for you, with you, and in you. We are very thankful for what we have received. We have received a country where we are free. God has given us this freedom. Not the Republicans, not the Democrats, not the independents. God has given us this freedom. And we have freedom in the United States. And we need to thank God for that freedom. There is no other country like this country. We need to thank God for this freedom. And we need to beg God to have mercy on the United States of America. For we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. 4,000 babies are killed every single day in the abortuaries. 4,000 every single day. We need to repent for the sin of the nation. God, have mercy upon us. Do not give us what we deserve. Have mercy upon us. Let your Spirit come upon us. Let your Holy Spirit come upon us. I ask you this in the name of Jesus. Do not give us what we deserve, but give us your Holy Spirit. Change our hearts. Change our minds. Show us, God, that you want every child in the womb to come to fruition and to be born. I told you the story, Eleanor told you the story about the Chinese people that didn't understand her. And she went to the front of the abortion mill, and there was a Chinese man. And the Chinese man told this couple not to go into the abortion mill, and they changed their mind. I think that was an angel. Now, I might be wrong. But he just happened to come at the right time. And he happened to speak the dialect that these people spoke. Because in China, there are many dialects of Chinese. Let me tell you now, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, help is on the way. Why? Because Jesus is still on his throne. He hears and answers prayer. And if your faith in him is intact, and if you're built on the foundation of the rock that is Jesus, everything is going to come out all right, no matter what you're feeling today. Trust the Lord. Trust God. He's got plans for you. I see someone that's thinking about suicide. No. What a sin that would be, because he's got plans for you. And you say, no, what plans does he have for me? I'm in misery. I'm telling you, help is on the way. Be of good cheer. God is with you. Jesus is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I wish you and your family a blessed Thanksgiving. I will remember you at Mass tomorrow at 9 o'clock at Holy Rosary. I will be praying for you, and I want you to remember today, help is on the way. Say it, help is on the way, because Jesus is still on his throne. He hears and answers prayer, and if your faith in him is intact, help is on the way. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.